Autobot Underpants. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley. I am here with Eric Rice.
Hello.
I'm here with Starman Michael Gaines.
I want to talk about how great Robot... I'm sorry, I can't read the teleprompter. I gotta go.
Hey, I'm broadcasting live from Las Vegas. CES is going on right over there. Actually.
Go talk to Michael Bay.
You know what? I was at a casino that he was at the other day. I guess he only goes to Mandalay Bay because it has the same last name. But evidently he was there.
Nah.
And I didn't see him and I didn't really gamble either. So.
Okay.
I don't know. He probably.
That's a great story.
Probably tried to throw a fit and. Or try to throw a.
I finally watched the video. Of okay. Him walking.
Do you need a teleprompter too?
It seemed to me like they didn't practice this at all because there was an interview that TMZ did.
Well, let's start about what happened here.
Oh, all right. Well, okay. Go ahead. Talk about what happened.
I don't remember what the product was, but he got up on stage.
The Samsung Curve TV.
Okay. The host like introduces him, asks him like basic questions about, you know, hey, you know, what do you do more or less? And because it wasn't on the teleprompter, Michael Bay didn't know how to answer that, and he just pretty much excused himself and walked off stage. So there we go.
Here's the thing. At first, people were saying, well, he's not used to this. I listened to an interview done with him today by TMZ, and he's like, I've been on stage a bunch of times, and the teleprompter was in the wrong place, and I couldn't read who was supposed to say what. And I'm thinking, don't you guys practice? I mean, what did you do, walk in cold or something? I mean, come on. This is
regardless. He's a director of major motion pictures. He talks to people. He stands in front of. He's the boss of all the people. There are hundreds and hundreds of people on movies. You know. I mean, granted, yeah, sure, there are like assistant directors and second directors and all that. But come on, he didn't get stage fright. He just didn't know what he did.
There's something weird.
I mean, I thought he said something about the. You know, the teleprompter skipping over and it was going up and down and people were trying to figure out what was going on.
I mean, that can be distracting for sure.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine personally, using a teleprompter.
Yeah.
Well, you know what it is? It's how natural you are doing it. You know that the people at other companies are using teleprompters and sometimes you can tell that they're using teleprompters, but If you do a natural job at this stuff and it's not written in such a way where it's a lot of just marketing speak, you can do fine. I guess what happened is that there was just too much marketing and not enough natural speak and he just didn't know how to improv it.
Yeah.
So off it went.
I guess maybe that was the problem because it just seems like, you know, after you see that the thing is malfunctioning, you got to switch your brain to go, okay, I'm just going to have a conversation with this guy and not mess it up.
What struck me is that they were asking him just about, you know, what do you do when you're making movies kind of thing. So it wasn't like, what do you think of the Samsung Curvy TV? It was more of, you know.
They didn't even get that far.
Yeah.
He tried and they didn't get that far. But I mean, not for nothing, but what do the three of us do? Do we have a teleprompter? No.
Nope.
We have a list of topics.
However, to be fair, I remember back at one of the very first podcast events, Adam Curry went to give, he gave the keynote, you know, he was one of the guys integral into getting podcasting off the ground. And he choked on stage. He was noticeably nervous. He did not have it. And if you think of what his life has been, it's been all studio. It's been all controlled environments. And so it's not difficult to see where somebody is not comfortable in front of a live audience.
But
you know, when they're in a studio.
On it. I don't know.
I mean, public speaking is right up there with flying as far as the top fears that people have. Most people cannot handle speaking to like crowds like that.
Yeah.
You know, I am lucky to be not one of those people. I've spoken plenty. I've had to emergency speak for people and it's just like, oh crap. All right. Boom. Throw me in there. I'm good to go.
The one time I did have to read something, I messed it up. That was just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can understand, I guess, if he was, maybe, you know, who knows where that was going. Maybe there was a lot of stuff he needed to know about the thing or whatever. Is, you know, maybe he had something prepared, but he's like, I'll put it down, you know, that way I won't have to remember it all. And then
he acknowledged it all. It was kind of like, oh my God. So whatever, he's still Michael Bay, right?
Yeah, so he still sucks.
He still has a lens flare add-on.
He still has a lot of explosions and
whatnot. Or is that J.J. Abrams? Am I getting him mixed up?
Yeah, you're getting mixed up.
Michael Bay blows things up.
Yeah, Michael Bay. And with helicopters.
J.J. Abrams sears your retinas.
Correct. There you go.
Got it.
I don't know if J.J. Abrams is here or not for any of this. Anyway, I haven't been paying a whole lot of attention to what's coming out of there. Have you guys seen anything cool?
Okay. No. That's the thing. All right. Here's the thing. Here's what I've been paying attention to is TVs, because this is the year that 4K is going to start getting some momentum, just like HD got momentum, you know, 10 or so years ago. So I remember seeing my first HD TV. It was a plasma TV. It was $12,000. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Actually, the very first HD TV I saw was in 92. It was at the World's Fair in Spain. And it was, they had it in a little corner, but 4K is starting to become big. I think one of the things is that a lot of Blu-ray movies are being mastered in 4K and 8K. So they have this stuff just lying around. They have no way to, of presenting it. So 4K TVs are starting to come out. And the big question is, well, how are people going to watch stuff? Because right now there's no disc format. So there's supposed to be a 4K Blu-ray coming. There's nothing definite on that yet, but I hope they push that fast. Netflix is going to start streaming, what was the name of that show? Not Orange is the New Black. What's the other one that they do?
House of Cards.
House of Cards. Thank you very much. House of Cards is going to be streamed in 4K off of Netflix.
I don't know how much profitability there is with the Blu-ray players or the 4K Blu-ray, because as we move away from physical media, congratulations, you have physical media, but that doesn't mean anything if going forward they're like, we're just not going to do it anymore.
I'll give you two reasons.
Dark Knight Returns is not on VHS for a reason.
Yeah, but at the same time, how many movies got cut off of Netflix at the end of December? That's the reason why I like collecting physical media, is because if you depend too much on streaming services and the streaming service goes away, the licensing goes away, you're screwed.
I don't like the renting of media. I like just buying it outright. I have no problem with all digital libraries, but
yeah.
I don't like rental setups.
The other thing is, what about people that don't have the bandwidth or have bandwidth caps? How are they going to watch this stuff stream? So they're going to need physical media as well. So there's still a need for physical media today.
Right.
But that's a whole other issue. So there's 4K.
Televisions also are things that don't get flipped like phones do. You know, true. In a couple of years, or even laptops, right? TVs are just, it sits there. You can still watch stuff on an old TV.
You could.
You know, and it's not the end of the world. Remember, most people don't think like tech people with disposable incomes that buy the newest gadget every 5 minutes. You know.
Yeah. Yeah,
The fact that changing over to a digital over-the-air broadcast signal was such a thing is, A, that many analog TVs were out there, and B, people watch things over the air.
Yeah.
I to tell you the truth, I got my parents an Apple TV for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, thank you, but this totally does not even fit into our lifestyle. This is absolutely useless for us because they don't watch movies.
They
would do very specific types of television watching. You know, they can
watch Robot Underpants on there.
Yeah, no. But yeah, and it was like not even a Roku. None of that stuff would. They're like, it's a little too much. So first time I actually bombed on a Christmas gift for my parents. But yeah, so. It was very interesting to hear their reasons and to see why that there is no content there that they are interested in.
Right.
Yeah. I got one for my parents. I gave it to them along with Netflix. So they have a use for that. They haven't wandered too far outside of menu to Netflix, click and go all that other stuff. I don't know what all that other stuff is. You know, I try to show my dad, he's into gardening and everything. I'm like, you know, there's gardening shows, podcasts and stuff on here you might be interested in.
Now the cell phone wars are heating up, and that's something that everybody can get behind. John Legere, CEO of T-Mobile, gets thrown out at an AT&T party, shows up with this pink T-Mobile shirt and his black blazer trademark. He's like, whoa, man, I just wanted to hear Macklemore. Look, Seattle and, you know, T-Mobile and Macklemore share the same city, Seattle. That guy's crazy. And now today they announced at CES that we'll pay for your friends and family early termination fees from AT&T, Sprint, and Verizon up to $350. Gauntlets off.
Wow.
I know. You know, it's tempting. It's tempting.
I just wish they had better coverage where I need it.
Yeah, that's it.
I want so much to support T-Mobile and everything that they're about, but I functionally can't use the product when
I agree.
At 70% of my life, I can't use their product.
I agree. And I live in a major metropolitan area, and T-Mobile is okay here, but not good enough. Not good enough.
I'm in a lot of rural locations, so Verizon's just got that nailed.
They always do, don't they?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing is, and we all, I think we've all said it on the show before, is that if it wasn't for the fact that Verizon was technologically superior to everybody else, we wouldn't be using them.
I don't think they're necessarily technologically superior is the fact that they're there.
Well, that's what I mean, is that their coverage is everywhere.
I could live with less technological superiority if I could access it.
Exactly.
Well, that's
the
issue.
You can't with everybody else, but you can with Verizon, so that's why we're stuck with them. And I bet you they know that too.
Probably. Yeah.
You know, and that's the diabolical part about Verizon that I absolutely hate, is that they probably know that, I'll bet you that if they got somebody else in there who was a little nicer,
they have horrible policies.
They do.
They cutting off Google Wallet because they wanted to get ISIS out, the NFC near field payment system. Yeah. This goes all the way back to crap like Bluetooth. Remember in the day, Verizon disabled Bluetooth on their phones for who knows what reason, but they have this very anti-consumer thing going on.
Yeah.
And you're trapped, kind of like the cable company.
I know. Well, and that's why I hate, when I first started hating Verizon was years ago before Verizon became the horrible monster that they are now. I had this phone. I forgot the name of it. I don't know, but it was a flip phone.
They were Bell, weren't they?
What?
They were Bell, weren't they?
I can't even keep track.
I don't even know. I can't keep track of that whole singular AT&T, Bell, Verizon thing.
I think, yeah, because I remember having Bell Atlantic and then it switched to Verizon.
Yeah. So I get this phone and it comes with the standard wallpapers, like here's a flower, here's a, like whatever. And I was like, I don't want this. I want to put my own thing. Well, Verizon was going to charge you something like 99 cents or $1.99 or something to put your own wallpaper on your own damn phone. So I had to order this gear, these wires and shit from some Chinese company. And it worked, but I had to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I started hating Verizon. I mean, it's just something so simple as just changing on my own damn phone.
They have apps on my HTC One that I can't delete. NFL Mobile is one of them. I'm not an NFL guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, Apple gives you apps you can't delete too, so.
I did a lot of research into my Samsung Galaxy S4, and yet I really didn't think that I was going to like NFC as much as I did the NFC payment stuff. But let me tell you, the biggest regret that I have in buying this thing was buying it on Verizon. Because it's the fact that they cripple something really.
What operating system do you have? I love that my tablet is on KitKat. And my phone just got Jelly Bean.
It's got 4.3 whatever binary revision.
I had an ice cream sandwich for the longest time. I was three operating systems apart from each other. It was ridiculous.
It's just stupid. I'm just going to go on a rant, but don't understand. Look, 10, 15 years ago when cell technology was emerging, I can understand people doing this, but we've gotten to a point now where there is so much rage on the internet that sometimes you can't get away with things like this. And yet Verizon's just like, well, F you. You know, we're going to do whatever we want.
I think the times are going to change, though, because as I'm starting to see more and more phones advertised with their retail price.
Yeah.
Those prices are getting closer to that $500 mark where it's like, oh, $525 for the new blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
this makes the contract thing kind of go away, and if people can start separating the hardware from the service, that's probably my biggest gripe, is hardware and services combined. I don't want it. I want the hardware and let me choose my service. Don't tell me what roads I can drive my car on. Well, we would never buy into that crap with cars.
I want to get rid of Verizon, but I can't.
Yeah. Luckily, I'll tell you though, with the HTC One, one thing I do absolutely adore about it, Android is whatever. It's just, I'll deal with it, right? I use Windows, so I can handle it. Yeah. But it's a world phone, so I can throw T-Mobile chips in here. I can go to the UK. It doesn't matter where I am. I can go and throw that chip in the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I can deal with Verizon.
That's the nice thing about it. That's something that I may do. I don't know.
Phone's too big, but I can deal with it.
So are we getting any new cool phones or anything?
No, but there's lots of drones. Polaroid came out with a camera, an Android camera. Yeah, the Polaroid's still doing their thing.
No.
PlayStation's got a cloud gaming initiative called PlayStation Now.
Isn't this the year of the wearables?
Wearables are going to happen.
I saw a few. Pebble's got an update.
I like that new Pebble watch.
Well,
it can look like ass on the wrong model. So I think I was looking at a copy of Men's Health magazine, and they had this fully tattooed arm, all gritty, muscular, sweaty. I mean, it was like raw. You're like, I would hate to have that thing attached to a fist coming from my face. And on it was a Pebble smartwatch. Looked nothing like it freaking belonged at all.
Yeah. The new steel ones or one of those old, the first gen?
I don't even remember. It was a very awkward square. The reason that I'm kind of sensitive to it is I'm a watch guy.
Yeah.
I love watches. I got a Kenneth Cole. I got a Timex. There's a Movado on my wish list. That's pretty nice. I appreciate, Nixon? But don't feel the need to go get like a Breitling or a Tag Heuer or things like that. But I do like watches because you know what? When I started wearing a watch again, I'm like, thank God I don't have to dig around for my phone again. Oh yes, I know I could get Google Glass. Well, I'll never have to go through the effort of picking my phone out of my pants.
Make sure you throw that in there.
Yeah. Well, I only say that because so many people are returning them or selling them, or it's like people who have them have had them are like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. So. I don't wear watches. I used to wear them. I despise them now. I always know what damn time it is because I've got a clock in the upper right-hand corner of my screen or on my car or on my phone or something. And I hated that they would slip and I would move it and I would adjust it.
I hated tan lines for a while, but now I don't live where there's sun, so.
I used to wear watches all the time and then I just didn't because of, and my cell phone or whatever. But I think I might put one of those Pebbles on my birthday list that's coming up, so we'll see.
What's the name of that thing that Samsung? What's that thing that?
Oh, the Gear?
Yeah, the Galaxy Gear. No.
I don't know.
I'm sure you'll get one if Apple puts one on. I'm like, probably not.
They'll probably do it
right. Because I think the thing that they forget is, it's not unreasonable. We're talking in the big boy sphere of things. I don't know much about the culture of women's watches, but it is not unreasonable for a guy to have a couple of watches that go with the different suits. I have a brown leather strapped watch. And then I have a kind of like an anthracite gray metal band. Which one do I wear day to day? The one with the leather strap. Which one, provided I'm wearing browns and stuff like that. But generally speaking, it's a casual watch.
As long as it matches your shoes.
A dress watch, yeah. Yes, I actually match the belt to the shoes. I think hopefully one non-tech thing we can get through is, can we stop dressing like slobs just for a few minutes?
Well, not today.
maybe. We'll see. But, you have a dress watch when you're more dressed up. You tie it in together. It's like your shoes. You don't wear tennis shoes with a suit.
We'll start wearing suits next week. Well, maybe the week after.
No. There's a three-piece initiative.
You know what? I just have to wear, like, the jacket and the tie and the shirt, and I'll just wear no pants.
It's called enclosed.
Well, that's what the newscasters do.
You don't think that clothes make the man or woman? Go put on a tuxedo and tell me you don't think you're James Bond for at least a millisecond. Be like, oh, I'm fucking Bond.
Right, I think here. I'm Jackie Chan in the tuxedo.
Oh, well, I didn't know you could do shit with ladders and tables and.
I can't. I just think. Parts. I just think I can't. You know, we're talking about
that guy with the fly swatter. Wow.
we're talking about Netflix. I found this article. Someone did a whole bunch of research on the different genres that are on Netflix. Mm-hmm. There are almost 77,000 micro genres.
Yeah, I believe it.
Including things like violent thrillers about cats for ages 8 to 10.
Wow.
Wow. Chilling goofy movies. So these are movies with goofy in them. Yeah, chilling Goofy movies, including the Human Goofipede, the Goofy Chainsaw Massacre, Dawn of the Goofy.
That's not like human. Human Goofipede? Is that like Human Centipede?
Yeah, exactly, like that. Oof. I want to watch these movies if these are real. Emotional independent sports movies. Spy action adventure from the 1930s. You have, let's see, romantic Indian crime dramas. You have, wait, let me scroll down here. Irreverent reunited lovers werewolf movies. This guy does like a lot of charts on this, this link. It's actually rather interesting. We'll put that in the show notes if I remember. Okay. Do we have any more CES news? Anything?
No. Other than Yahoo bought Aviate.
What does that do?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I just got an email from them while we're.
From what? Yahoo or Aviate?
Aviate.
I'm familiar with Yahoo. I'm not sure about Aviate.
Aviate, is this. Let me see if this is one I'm thinking of. Is this the one, the Android? No, wait. What is this?
It's a launcher app for Android.
Well, it is
a
launcher app, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, because I have this on my, I have it on my phone, but I haven't used it in a while.
Yeah. Well, launchers aren't necessarily for everybody, but hey, they exist. This is like the third second announcement. Yahoo has now launched Yahoo Tech and Yahoo Food. They've been hiring all these journalists away from mainstream outlets. David Pogue, Katie Couric went there. So basically it's like these online magazines. Yahoo has always been, at least to me, a media company. They are the place you go to for sports. They are the place you go to for finance. And I think they're kind of getting back to that kind of route. So it makes sense to see them getting things like a launcher, you know, on
for when the Yahoo phone comes up.
Or Android kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even the dog likes it.
The dog is nice. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to mention RoboCop 4K.
Oh, yeah. No, RoboCop 4K.
For $9.
For $8.
$8?
I'll buy that for $8. I actually pre-ordered it.
I buy that for $17.95 with inflation.
There are some people that have seen it, and they said that it's a very good transfer, so I bought it. And I didn't realize this, but there was a 4K Ghostbusters transfer done. And the Blu-ray, of course, is scaled down, but people have said that that's a very, very good transfer as well. Hmm. So a lot of 4K stuff is out there.
I've seen the 4K stuff. I mean, I've seen TVs at Fry's and Best Buy and stuff. Yeah. It looks good.
The problem is that the higher resolution you go, the more film grain you may get. So you have to do it the right way, or else it's going to look like a bunch of dots.
Yeah. Film grain is good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can watch a few more RoboCop International trailers, I guess.
Yeah.
It really was just one, and then one that was just a shortened version of the other one.
Yeah.
Not seen anything new, or I mean, there's new footage, but nothing special in those. Yeah. So glad we brought that up. But RoboCop news, so you know, we have to. Which is.
Yep. Did you? Oh, I think you locked up again. Oh no.
You did.
Yeah, I think you did. So. I don't know what we can talk about because I don't think anything's getting. Oh yeah, I guess it is being recorded on the video, but maybe not.
Still live. Yes, I think
we are still live. So for those two of you that are watching, hi, how are you?
Hey, we have teleprompters.
The Warcast will be live tomorrow at 7:00.
Get all the plugs out of the way now. Yeah,
4:00 Pacific.
Just a devil with one despair. So be thy.